Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jenny, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our...
I'm good. What is this referring to before you even ask me any questions? I don't even know what this is about.
Yes, we are conducting an opinion survey. This is regarding the upcoming elections in November. It will be a really short survey, and we will highly appreciate if you can help us out.
All right, what's the question?
All right. Just before we move on, may I please know if you are registered to vote?
Yeah, I'm registered to vote. Never voted, but I'm registered to vote.
Okay. May I please know in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or are you registered to vote in another state?
Michigan.
Thank you. May I please know in what year were you born?
77.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I probably won't vote. I work too much. I ain't got time to take off, so I'll do that.
I understand. So you said you will not be voting?
No, I will not be voting. I ain't voted since I lived here.
Okay, I understand. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
Oh, shit. Yeah, probably the government itself.
Okay, what exactly in the government?
Yeah, from the president all the way down.
Okay.
All the way down to our police officers on the street.
Okay. Making some notes.
Okay.
Alrighty. Thank you. All right. So now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, I know you already mentioned that you did not vote, but just to make sure, there's your vote for the Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I skipped it.
Okay. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Neither one.
Another candidate?
Nope. I don't even know the candidates.
Okay.
But no, right. I won't be voting.
Okay. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. The first name I got is Donald Trump. On a scale from 0 to 100, how likely are you to vote for him?
I'm
sorry?
Hold on, let me think.
I kind of like
Trump, but he'd be on some other stuff. So
yeah.
I'm gonna say 0. I'm gonna say 0.
All right. How about Joe Biden?
0.
Okay. All right. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Neither one.
Okay. And who do you trust? Go ahead. Oh, thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Neither one.
Okay. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, strongly disagree, or somewhat disagree with each of the following statements. First statement says, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
I agree.
Okay, would you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
All right, thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Would you agree or disagree to this statement?
Disagree.
Would that be strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Thank you. Next statement. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Yeah, somewhat disagree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Disagree.
Would that be strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
I appreciate it. I am going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. First statement says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for
I'm
over...
I'm making all that noise. I'm on the phone. Over there. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like me to repeat the statement?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, of course. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
Agree.
Would that be somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, next statement. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Slightly agree.
Would that be somewhat agree?
Yep.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Agree. No, disagree. Slightly disagree.
Okay, somewhat disagree. I appreciate it. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first statement I got is a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Would that statement make you more or less likely to vote for Biden in the upcoming election 2024?
Oh, I'm not voting for him.
I'm sorry?
I'm not voting for him.
Okay. So in that case, would that make no difference?
No difference.
In one way to another? Okay. Thank you. Next statement says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for Biden?
Yep.
Would that be more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Less likely.
I'm sorry, you said somewhat or much less likely?
Likely.
Yes, I'm sorry. The options are much less likely and somewhat less likely.
How many more questions we got?
We are more than halfway. I will do it as
fast. You have to call me back. You guys call me back. I got to get back to work.
All right. I can arrange a call back. Will that be probably in about an hour, or what will be the best time for me to arrange the call back?
You get off work at 5.
All right. Well, in that case, I'll give you a call tomorrow. I hope I can get you so we can get the survey completed.
All right. Make sure we can pick up from where we at. I want to
yes, of over. Course. I'll save the information so we don't start over, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.